I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thank you so much for tuning in again. If you haven't already, please do press that subscribe button or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast, and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, musician and the face of Tantra, Sting, discusses the early days of his band, The Police, when they wrote what was to eventually become one of their biggest and most famous hits, Roxanne. This is a great insight into what used to be the process behind having a hit song, from jamming, to demo, to playing it to the record company, and finally hearing it on the radio. Perhaps that still is the process, but I think there's a lot more doing it in your bedroom going on in the current modern record industry. I hope you enjoyed this extract. And Roxanne. While originally written as a jazz-tinged bossa nova, the song will evolve into a hybrid tango through the trial and error of the band process. It is Stewart who suggests stressing the second beat of each bar on the bass and bass drum, giving the song its lopsided Argentinian gait. It is also Stewart who forces me to rethink the original melody, asking me to add more of the angular and unpredictable qualities that had attracted him to my voice in the first place. After I complete the multi-tracked vocals of the chorus, we realise that we've stumbled onto something unique, but our confidence is somewhat restrained because of the romantic, albeit tortured, nature of the subject. I've already had to defend the lyrics of Next to You as a displaced love song in a preferred landscape of posturing anger and aggression. Miles, years in front of the parody Spinal Tap, already wants to call the album Police Brutality and envisions us dressed up as cops interrogating some scantily clad female on the cover. The others, to my horror, seem reasonably amenable to this ludicrous folly, but I am already planning sabotage and sedition. But it is in this climate that we will play the album to Miles, who is still not officially our manager. He seems reasonably impressed by our efforts, although we hold back on playing him Roxanne, afraid the song's defection from any style mandate will alienate him from the project. It is only after he has heard everything else that Stewart suggests we play it. I shuffle uncomfortably and offer a few token caveats that the song is a little strange, all the while praying that my instinct about it will be confirmed and steer us away from the disaster I see looming in Miles's imagination. I wait anxiously as the song begins. An atonal piano cluster played by my backside on an upright behind the microphone, a nervous laugh, and then the chop-chop of the chords underpinned by the awkward rhythm of the tango. Miles remains unsmiling, his body rigid, his foot stubbornly still as I begin wailing in the keening, strident tenor that will provoke Elvis Costello to want to clip me around the ear. This isn't going well. I can barely look at anyone, so palpable is the tension in the room. It seems to take an age to reach the final coda. My eyes are fixed firmly on the floor in a silence pregnant with doubt. For if Miles sways the consensus away from this song, I know my days in the band will be numbered on one hand. I finally look up to see that the back of Miles's neck and the lobes of his ears are bright red. I brace myself for the worst of his anger and derision and prepare to make a sullen retreat. He draws a long breath, shaking his head. It's a goddamn classic. It's a fucking smash. He moves as if to kiss me and I instinctively recoil, sinking into abashed, gratified modesty. I receive copious slaps, as if I am one of his pet mastiffs. God damn it, I just signed Squeeze to A&M. When they hear this, let me tell you, they're gonna flip. His reaction to this song is so powerful that it renders his previous enthusiasm lukewarm by comparison. He is fizzing with excitement and leaves the studio clutching the tape and crooning the chorus in a faux southern twang. The other songs are left on the tape machine, like the Ugly Sisters after a prince's ball. We leave the studio in high spirits, well aware that A&M is one of the most respected and successful companies on either side of the Atlantic. Whereas before we'd been perfectly happy to release the record independently on Illegal, we were now, with Miles' blessing, setting our sights higher than we'd ever thought possible, on an international record company. Miles calls his brother the next day, drooling, as Stuart describes it. Yes, the company loved the song too, and the executives there think it can be a hit, and if that turns out to be so, we'll have our album released not on the tiny Illegal label, but on the mighty A&M.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Our excitement and anticipation are somewhat tempered that evening at the studio, when Miles tells us he is not going to negotiate a large advance for us. Listen, a large advance is just a bank loan. What I want to sign is a single deal on this one song. If it's a hit, then I'll be able to negotiate a much better album deal and a higher royalty. If you can manage the way you have for the last year without an advance, you'll reap the benefit in the long run. This, again, was a shining example of Miles' legendary shrewdness. In contrast to the feudal relationship that most bands normally fall into when seduced by large advances, this was the beginning of a genuine partnership between the police and the record company. We would benefit from more artistic freedom, and whatever we earned would be ours. I would subsequently be able to describe the police as a nice little business. But it was Miles who was the architect of this, and we would reap the rewards for our patience in spades. Another benefit that Roxanne would grant us was to divert Miles 180 degrees from his ridiculous police brutality idea and more toward the romantic idealism that would increasingly inform the songs. He would now officially become our manager. By March, the contract with A&M is ready for signing. All the A&M executives and company accountants supposedly have copies of Roxanne in their tape decks, and we are told it is the first record in a long time that the promotion staff have asked to hear more than once. Stuart, Andy and I go to the plush company offices off the Fulham Road, where the president, Derek Green, greets us like long-lost sons, and Roxanne is playing triumphantly on the sound system throughout the entire building. There we are, lounging on the cane furniture and the deep pile carpets of the presidential office, initialing each page of the white contract with a Parker pen of solid silver. After this formality, as a gesture of welcome, they let us loose on their catalogue downstairs in the basement, where we take about £200 worth of albums. I get the entire collection of Quincy Jones and Antonio Carlos Jobim, although my haul is modest compared to the other two, because I still don't own a record player. In mid-April, I walk to the Virgin Record Store on Bayswater Road and buy the single of Roxanne. There is a photo of me on the back, in full flight at the Mont de Marsan Festival, and inside, underneath the title, is my name as the composer of the song. Published by Virgin Music Limited. I am so proud. We are Record of the Week in Record Mirror, Best of the Rest in Sounds, and Melody Maker says it could be a minor hit, and NME pointedly ignore it. Few feelings compare to the euphoria of hearing your record on the radio for the first time. A song you've worked and slaved on suddenly released onto the airwaves. It's like watching one of your children successfully ride a bike for the first time. There is the child, undeniably part of you but no longer physically connected, spreading her wings and taking to the air. I am balanced like a surfer on a plank in the kitchen painting the ceiling when I hear the staccato chop of the G minor chord and then my long first syllable hanging in the air and swooping down like a question mark. I almost fall off my perch, dripping white emulsion all over the floor, desperately trying to get to the phone. Stu, we're on Capital Radio, listen. You're damn right we are. I can hear the song in the earpiece, halfway across London. And that was The Police with Roxanne, one of this week's Capital Climbers. Wow, did you hear that? I sit on the floor, my heart racing. A little shell-shocked. Part of me can't quite believe it. Like a long-held dream that suddenly solidifies into tangible reality. I really loved that extract and felt I could almost put myself in Sting's shoes, especially when he talked about his nervousness at playing Roxanne to his manager for the first time and desperately watching his reaction to try and gauge what he thought. I know so well that feeling of the risk of playing or showing something you've created to someone important for the first time. And it's quite often massively anxiety-inducing. So it's quite a relief to hear someone as famous and successful as Sting having the same issue, I guess, even if it was decades ago. Let me know your thoughts on this extract from Sting and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comments section or by posting to our social media, Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast and Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts too. Check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of my guests' afterlives, and give it a follow at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.